In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, we have presumably all asked the question in our life, we do fulfill our duties with regard to our faith, with regard to our daily professional duties or in the house, with regard to our relationship with other people. And we have a sincere intention. We do it because we are convinced it's good. But then we get the impression something is not sufficient. Why? I am expecting a progress, but I don't see really one. I do really not see one. At least I have the impression. Should the prayers, the regular prayers, should the sacrifices, should the patient tolerance of injustice eventually and occasionally, should they not bring me much stronger forward? But I have the impression I'm stepping on the same place and not developing in positive dimension. And when we ask ourselves, should I not stop doing all this? Is that not a waste of time? We were promised that our prayers will be heard by God, but I have at least sometimes not this impression. What should I do? Trying to respond to these questions from a certain side, we can access, of course, from different sides. But trying to give a response, I would like to ask you to focus your attention to a thing we know from other spheres in our life. So we know, for instance, that a state, a government, has to invest always sufficient money and attention into the infrastructure of the country. So we know the government has to invest money and work in repairing the roads, the highways, the roadways, railways, the airports, the harbors, and so on and so on. Because the transportation, this is a sort of life for the entire economy. And then we do also know that a society has to invest money into the social system, the health system, the insurance for the retired people, so they can get money then, a pension. All this is essentially important. If the government, the country, is missing to do this important work, then earlier or later, we all will experience the sad consequences when the roads are destroyed or the railways. Possibly you have also seen in last month, I saw several videos from the United States how a train has simply turned over, driving only slowly, but there was a damage on the railways because not sufficiently inspected and not repaired on time, obviously. And it has, at the speed of about 10 or 20 kilometers per hour, simply turned over. And we know the chemistry, chemical liquids, and so on has come to the earth and the pollution was horrible for the water, for people, and so on. But we hear this from different countries in the world. It does happen not only in the United States, of course. And those countries, they are investing sufficient money. They have a privilege, an advantage, because the life is progressing in economical regard and better and more. Or for instance, when you neglect the health system, we can imagine and we know partly what are the consequences then for the people, for their health, and so on. So, but when the country, the government, is doing sufficient, then they have a so-called golden reserve. They collect, and the fundament becomes better and stronger. They become richer. And when a crisis comes across, then they can manage it better because they have reserves. And the people, all they can invest more because they have more. And of course, I do not say this to give you a lecture about economy and social relationships. No, this is for me now a good picture, an example that we have to invest also sufficient power and time into our spiritual infrastructure. It means when we are praying, saying our prayers, we should never lose the confidence that this is for nothing. When we do now in Lent season especially fastening, it's not for nothing. Even if we should have sometimes the impression this is also a sort of temptation to lose the courage, the good courage. It means every deed, every act is done by a sincere heart, does count in the eyes of God. And we must not expect that holiness means great, famous activity. And some people seem to have sometimes the impression, when I become Catholic, I will move the world within a short period of time, and then many people will become convert because I have given them a lecture or a speech or I said a sermon or whatever. Usually this is not the regular way. God is possibly expecting that we do not only on one sphere do great things, but possibly it's better we grow slowly, but in different spheres. And then we can grow slowly, as every river begins with a very small river, a spring, and so on, and in the sum it becomes a big and wide river and has the power in certain regards. Also in our lives, we should be concentrated first of all on the daily duties, on the duties in our job, on the duties in our families, on the duties in our parish, on the duties in relationship with other people. And sometimes we say, why should I have a small talk with my neighbor? But possibly a word of support gives him a power and he loses the desperation, for instance. And We do not know, but God knows, and He knows which weight every good deed has, even if it appears in the eyes of this world as nonsense or as senseless. No, for that, do never be discouraged. Do never lose the courage and the confidence when you do your duties. When you pray, when you devote your heart to God, God knows what for it is. But this is for our general infrastructure. Or you to also experience the same when we have members of our family, when we have relatives, when we have good friends. We know it will not work if we do not invest time and interest in that relationships too. So from time to time, we have to ring them and to ask them how they are. And for instance, possibly you have also done this experience. There's a person is officially close to you, but you have the impression since months and months no contact, and this person is contacting you only if he or she does need any help and information from you. And then you know by time you lose simply interest, you lose simply confidence to that person, and this relationship has no future. In order to avoid, we should also, with regard to God, invest regularly and as much as our abilities are allowing us also in our relationship with God. This means all our activities, prayer, sacrifices, patience, discipline, and the consequence in doing, fulfilling God's will. And every small deed can count in God's eyes many and make eventually also the main difference. That's why we'll be never discouraged and find always this intention, because it does make sense finally at the end. And also on Sundays, when we have the wonderful chance to attend the Holy Mass, sometimes we can say, sometimes we are sick, of course, then we are dispensed to travel a certain distance to the place where the true Holy Mass is celebrated by a true Catholic validly ordained priest, of course. But sometimes we are doubting and we are searching more excuses. And when we are stronger than our laziness and so on, when we do preferences and we know, no, there's a final of any competition in sport, no, the Mass is for me more important than to watch this match on TV. For instance, and the stronger it is, the harder it is, the more you have to pay for that, the more precious it is, the more weight it has in the eyes of God. And God is just, and even if we leave and have parishes are very small with regard to the number of parishioners, this is not the main important measure. God has another scale, and He uses another scale because He sees how much does it cost the person, and the more precious it is, the more hard it is for a person. So let us, especially now in the Lent season, be focused on our duties, trying to build a fundament of our life, of our relationship. And then when a crisis comes, when we are accused unjustly by something is not good, and if we experience difficulties, then we will survive. Then we will not be destroyed, because we have a fundament, we have the golden reserve. And then we see how sincere our goodwill is. Is it really goodwill focused on God, on His holiness, or was it more searching the own interests? So we do want to devote our hearts, to bow our head, our neck, and to kneel down, adoring God and bringing Him the devotion of our heart. And then, in the end of the days, God will show us how precious it was and what was the weight of all our good deeds has been done in thoughts, by words, and by deeds. Amen. Et benedictio Deo omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et magnat semper. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.